to us, and I appreciate the fact that he's been willing to stick it out and do whatever he can to conform to whatever is necessary to get something through so that we can benefit from the land.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's all we really have to say. I'm happy to answer any questions, but this was this accomplishment of making an introduction, and hopefully you'll be seeing a lot of me in the future.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Anything else on public participation?
I got a quick question. A little bit of detail about what happened with this tree over there on Moon Valley, Gary?
Tree caught me come in and take it down, or somebody did.
Thank you.
That's all I know. I saw it coming down, there's big piles of brush up there, and the tree's in the brook.
Excuse me. And your concern about that is?
It's across the brook.
It's almost across the brook. It will cause it, if we get heavy rains, it's going to dam up the brook. And there's another one just above it. You're welcome to take a ride up and look at it. It's on the right-hand side going up Moon Valley Road at 133 Moon Valley Road.
Okay, I apologize for not knowing. What's the name of the brook?
Deep Brook, out of Vandermark.
Vandermark.
Oh, it's part of the Vandermark. It's
in the Vandermark.
It's across the Vandermark Creek.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
What brook?
Secretary's report.
Sure, thank you. I received agenda and minutes from for the road task force and COG meeting from the county, and chapter 102 inspection report from Pike County Conservation District. It's for the EconoPAC. That's all.
Old business, Constitution Avenue Bridge updates. Do we have anything?
I sent all the documents out to NEPA, and they're in the process of reviewing it and seeing if there's anything they can do. Different ways that can be done to fix the bridge.
Preston mentioned to me that the information that I had that we were talking about at the last meeting was, to his knowledge, not accurate information. So I circled back with Shannon to ask if there was something that I wasn't given in my previous in their previous response to my request for the materials. And Shannon said that they have new bridge reports for that bridge since they answered my request, and that I could file a new request to get those new reports, which I have now done. And she estimates, you know, a date that she'll answer them, you know, sometime next week.
Okay.
So if I get new reports, and my understanding is those reports may be not PennDOT reports. They may be Magui reports.
Okay.
When I get them, I will be sure to circulate them.
Okay.
Now, I was given the impression that at the road task force, you got some documents from the county on their priority for the bridges.
I should have put that one.
If you could make sure that the rest of us get some copies of that, it'd be good.
Yes, I didn't have a chance to even go through them, Bloom, but I know where you are.
Okay. And I am being told that the status of the bridge has been downgraded compared to the PennDOT report that I last received, which was the 2024 report, was the last report they had for me. And the sidewalls of the bridge, they do look pretty...
They're pretty rough.
Yeah.
You know, I really do think that we may need to have a discussion about is there a way to do something similar to what they've done down by the Metz Ice House, where they've got the road, you know, they've got some...
Barricades.
Yeah, some jersey barriers that are protecting the sidewalls, and perhaps have only one direction at a time. I don't think the bridge gets that much traffic that would be a problem. It would still allow traffic to flow through, and it would protect the sidewalls from a hit, from an impact, which I think is one of the major concerns.
That's definitely one of the major concerns.
Was anyone able to attend the task force last week? Was there any new information?
Last week there was a meeting? I went to the last meeting.
The 6th, 17th, I don't know, I lost. I didn't see it until the day after the meeting, I think, when we got. Yeah.
Well, Harvey was on vacation, so he didn't go.
I might have missed it then.
Okay.
Oh, I should have handed it to Bob then, instead of Harvey. I handed it to Harvey.
Yeah, make sure I get a copy. Okay. Email me.
Yeah, I don't think it went.
Interesting
out.
That it's been downgraded so suddenly.
Well, it's still a 29 ton.
This is a Magui report as opposed to a PennDOT report, but at least that's the impression I was given.
At least they're looking.
The Metz Bridge that you see, it's been cut down to one lane. That was done by Kiger for the guys working under the bridge for their safety. Had nothing to do with the county.
I understood.
Okay, I'm just telling.
I'm only using the example that type of.
People thought the county was down there doing stuff on the bridge, so we went down and checked it. No, Salkeier for construction of Salco Bridge for safety of their workers down below. That's what
that was an issue at the road task force meeting too, because Dingman's.
Dingman said the county did it.
Dingman's and Milford Borough couldn't plow through there the way it was set up.
You can run a 15-foot plow through there right now.
Well, now they moved. They said they moved them back.
They moved them back a little bit. All this is
it would be something we would definitely need to coordinate between you and the county, and we would also need to figure out, obviously, is the county going to pay for the Jersey barriers? You know, are they willing to do that? But that's, I think, future discussion at the road task force maybe is, you know, or some other meeting with the county. I got the impression that they're interested in, at least one person is interested in sitting down outside of the road task force meeting. But until I have the reports, I don't have the information that we need to be able to, you know.
To really gauge what's happening.
Right. Right, but that sidewall does look like it's not in good shape, and I could see where it might really be beneficial to restrict traffic to one direction at a time. You know, there are other bridges in the area where
that's
people do that.
That's been in Wayne County, too, where they've had some sidewall issues with county bridges, and they have put up the barriers and restricted.
It's such a short bridge with good visibility that I don't know if we would have to put up some signage. Or, you know, we talked about would it be appropriate to make it one direction, to make that road one direction or make it local traffic only. Any of those things are things I think we might need to talk about.
Well, let's see what the next report says. I will talk to, I can't remember his name again, from NEPA. I'll tell him there.
Jonathan, right? I think you gave the kid's business card.
No, I got the other guy's name.
The other guy, okay. Kurt, was it Kurt?
This is interesting.
I know traffic is Katie,
yeah, I can't remember.
And there's a couple of girls over there as well. I will probably see some folks at NEPA this week.
I can look it up to see who it was.
You guys talking about the bridge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Would you mind if I ask a question, or would you prefer that I wait?
Yes.
I always got to get ready. So I guess the question is, you know, one of the things in talking to Matt Osterberg about the bridge is that he's like, look, if they want to take it over, we'll sign it over to them.
That would be the second time the county has... Has done that to the township, is it not, Gary?
Yeah.
So, I mean, in numerous conversations that I've had with him about this and what they've said, you know, they dedicated some time in a recent commissioner's meeting to this, where they said, look, I mean, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we've got bridges that lead to places where they're the only bridge. We have to focus on those. Even it seems that they were leaning towards saying, or said that if they get grant money, that they need to allocate that grant money to bridges that carry people in and out of their homes, that's the only resource that they have, you know, the only infrastructure that gets them in and out. So, you know, to a certain degree, they're basically saying, you know, if they want to take it over, they can take it over and do it. Do you guys have any thoughts on taking the bridge over yourselves?
Absolutely not.
But, you know, it's a little frustrating when the report indicates that there's been open maintenance items since 1998, that now that the bridge needs over $1 million in repairs, that's when the county wants to turn it over. It's also frustrating when the county is, yes, we understand not being the highest priority, mm-hmm. but what is the plan to get them all done? Where is the time frame when they'll be caught up on their bridge repairs? Nobody asked that we suddenly go, this bridge go to the front of the line. Nope. We certainly understand the need to prioritize the infrastructure based on the funding, but what attempts are being made to do that? And I missed the commissioner's meeting, so I don't know what Commissioner Osterberg shared. I'll have to see what I get back from my updated right-to-know request when I understand there are new reports on that bridge that we have not seen yet.
Okay. So, I mean, what it all boils down to is you're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, but what they're saying is, look, we're not going to allocate the funds to this. So what's going to happen if they say we're not going to allocate the funds? What are you guys prepared to do?
Well, I think we have to figure that out once we know exactly what we're looking at. And, you know, we're behind the eight ball in that regard because we have not been privy to this information. I mean, we didn't get bridge reports since 1998 saying that the bridge needed repairs.
I mean, you're basically looking at $1 million to fix it. Are you going to try and fix it with yourself by yourselves, or would you try to get...
Well, I can tell you that we don't have $1 million in our bank account to do it any more than the county does, but there are programs out there, and that's what Bob has been engaging the NEPA Alliance to try to find, you know, is there funding sources that could be applied for, and how would that best happen? Whether that's something that we're encouraging the county to do or we're looking at alternatives. I think there was one previous bridge in the township where the county took this same approach and then turned it over to the township later. So, you know, I guess we'll have to cross that bridge literally when we come to it. But what we were discussing, Preston, was given the condition of the bridge, whether or not restricting traffic to one direction at a time, putting jersey barriers to protect the sidewalls, things of that nature, might meet both the county's needs and our needs in this interim time frame. While, you know, funding doesn't appear overnight, it takes a while for applications to be processed. The PennDOT and the CFA both have bridge repair funding available, but it takes almost a year to get approval. And they both have match requirements. Now, you can use the local share account dollars from the Monroe County pool or the statewide pool. The Monroe County pool would count as a match because it's not considered state money because it's gambling tax. But it takes you about a year to get an approval on that if you get one. So it takes a while to get that kind of funding. And for us to be only learning now when it's over $1 million in repairs that are backlogged, that is an issue, is a little frustrating. But we're going to keep trying to gather the data, the information, and figure out what is the, you know, what will work the best for all the needs.
I have a question. You're trying to get this information from the county, is that correct? Not from PennDOT, is that right?
Right, from the county.
Why would you think that they're so hesitant to share that information?
I don't know that it's that they're hesitant. I think that it's that the amount of requests that they get in the bureaucracy is such that they're not in the habit of automatically sharing that information with the municipalities. And so you have to request it, and then they get so many requests, it takes them a while to answer them. And then perhaps, you know, they're not even aware of things, you know, the right to know officer indicated that after my previous request was answered, then they received a new report. So I had everything after 35 days, I got everything that was available at that moment, but then there was something new, and thank you to Preston, I found out that there was something new to apply to the county to get. So it is a little frustrating, and perhaps It would be better if the county was sharing that information on an automatic basis, but it's not something we would typically do with infrastructure we own, so I can't fault the county for not doing that.
Thank you.
New printer for the permit office update.
We're not there yet. Table that.
Okay. Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Planning Commission member resignation. We have a written resignation from Michael Williams to leave the Planning Commission as a member. His new work schedule does not fit in with the meeting dates, and he felt that he missed at least 50% of the meetings. That's why he is resigning from the Planning Commission. So this time I make a motion we accept Michael Williams' resignation from the Planning Commission.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I ask that we send a letter thanking him for his service and indicating that we accept it with regret. Gary, would you be able to talk to Mike about whether he would be willing to serve as an alternate on the Zoning Hearing Board?
I will do that.
Because that schedule is a little bit more easy to identify,
right.
So and less frequent.
Okay, I will ask you.
Thank you.
And since Michael's resignation, I have another party interested into it, Aaron May. He's interested in becoming a member of the Planning Commission. I told him today to get us a letter by our next meeting.
Okay. I just want to make it known that Michael was a great help on the planning board. And he's going to be deeply missed.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
Absolutely.
And with the comprehensive plan as well.
Yeah.
I will get to him. I talk to him every day. Next on the agenda is moratorium ordinance on a data center applications.
You're up, Tony.
I'm up. So we have an ordinance that's been proposed for the Milford Township Board of Supervisors. They've determined that there's a need to study data centers and the impact that the data centers would have on the Milford Township's zoning districts in order to properly plan for and implement zoning regulations to protect the township's public health, safety, and welfare. So the ordinance basically is saying that the board is pursuant to section 1506 of second class township code, choosing to find that the use of a data center may have potential detrimental effects on the environment and on the residents of the borough of the township of Milford, and that the township supervisors are authorizing a 6-month moratorium on the issuance of any land use or building permits for data centers. During that time, the Planning Commission, the engineer and planner will utilize that period to ascertain appropriate locations for data centers, recommending appropriate zoning district changes and reasonable standards for all future data center applications, all with the effect as not to infringe upon the rural character of the township or the natural resources of the township. So that's the ordinance that's proposed. We did send it to the county. The county had no comment other than to say it's not a zoning ordinance, which we knew, but right now, if someone were to come in with an application for a data center, and it's not a use that's provided for, it would go directly to the Planning Commission anyway for their review as to whether it would be an appropriate use in the district in which it was being
proposed,
and then that they would make a report to the township supervisors and make a recommendation to the supervisors. So we're trying to nip it in the bud and say, well, let's just take a look at the township and see where it should be. We don't really have anything that's called an industrial district. It may be necessary to change the name of the district. It may be necessary to move some properties around, but all that's going to be done after the engineer, the planner, and the planning commission decide what would be best for Milford Township and make a recommendation on the board. This cannot be done in a vacuum. It's got to be done openly, and it's got to be done before we start getting applications, because I can tell you it's just a mess of what's happening in Lackawanna County between Archibald Borough and Jessup Borough and the Township of German. That's just like, and coming to Township, it's just like, it's on again, it's on the agenda, it's off the agenda. It's been a mess down there, and you know, let's take our time and do it right so that when we do get the application, we'll be able to deal with it. Pretty much like we're doing now with Mr. DePetris's proposed commercial development.
So what is the process for the moratorium ordinance?
The moratorium ordinance simply says that we're going to take a study, we're going to enact it, it has to be advertised. The full set of the ordinance would be here in the office for review, and a public hearing needs to be held on it, and then we would pass it.
So what we would have to do is make a motion to
authorize the advertisement.
Authorize the advertisement and schedule the hearing.
And schedule a hearing.
And how much notice has to be given?
We should give them at least 30 days to take a look at it. So I would think that we'd be looking at December.
First meeting in December.
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, while we're waiting for the hearing and all that, what if an application comes in while we're...
Then it's going to go to the Planning Commission for review as to whether it's an appropriate use in that district where it's being proposed. And
is it a little bit different once that ordinance is advertised versus before it's advertised?
Yes. It would be a pending ordinance at that time.
Let's get it advertised.
Let's get it advertised tomorrow.
I'm making a motion
to advertise for the moratorium
for
data and the centers. Public hearing for
and,
the
yeah, I got it.
First December meeting.
Our first December meeting. I can speak. Wonder what I did with my phone. I put it back.
Your meeting for December is not easy. Kylie's got to get a better calendar.
It's not on here.
Your meeting for December would be December 1.
December 1st.
Monday, December
1. Okay, so I make the motion to advertise for the moratorium and a hearing for December 1st meeting.
7:15. Very good.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Discussion on the Milford Water Authority bill.
Let me just take 1 second on that issue. Lee Stinnett had given a recommendation on the planner, and I got the guy's, give him B-Day, his resume, his fees, and sent it to the office to the planning commissioners. Take a look at that.
We didn't see it.
You didn't get it.
No. There was nothing at the last planning commission meeting about that.
Shahana, did you get the email with the planner's information? Mr. Truax, I think his name was.
No.
From Michael Baker International? With his fees and his... Okay, so I'll resend that email, and I will copy.
Thank you, Rachel.
Okay.
Thank you, Rachel. Discussion on the Milford Water Authority bill.
Well, Shahana has the bills for us to look at. In April 9 of 2024, we had a previous balance of zero and a current charge of $1,900, which is the equivalent of $100 for each unit of public fire service line. We disputed that bill. The bill continued to come. The second bill that I see is for the period, the first quarter of 2024. And at that point, it went from 1900 to 2200. I'm not exactly sure what the discrepancy is. The second quarter of 24 was billed at 1900. And even though there was a bill for 2200 dated May 15, it said that the full amount was 3800. Third bill came on July 15th, 2024 for 3800. On August 15th, we received the bill for 3800. Then on September 15th, we received the bill for a current amount of 1900 and a previous balance of 3800 for 5700, which was due November 15, 24. We then received the bill for 1900 for the final quarter of 2024, bringing it to a total of 7600. Subsequent to that, we received the bill for 1900 for the first quarter of 2025, which brought the alleged bill to 9500. Second quarter, 1900, which brought the bill to 11400. And the third quarter, 1900, which brings the bill to $13,300. This was sent to collection by the Milford Water Authority. I sent correspondence challenging the bill to not only the solicitor, but also the Water Authority. And the last correspondence is dated September 23rd. On October 15th, we received an additional bill, and the conversations that I've had throughout this matter have been that this is not something that we believe we're responsible for, number one. Number two, it should be spread across the rate payers for the system. We do not know who is serviced by the fire hydrants and who is not. Only the water company has records that would establish who in Milford Township is serviced by that system. And the biggest impact that I see for the township is that if the authority insists on bringing this matter forward, that the township is going to have to do the legwork and find out who actually is serviced by the Milford Water Authority and create a special tax district.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, if the you're assuming then if the Water Authority pursues it, it would be the township's responsibility to pay it.
I don't believe that's the case.
Okay. So what we would in fact have to do is continue to defend collections effort by the Water Authority.
And no action has been filed, but it's clear that...
Was it sent to a collections agency we have a collections entity?
It was. It was sent
to... Was the correspondence...
It was sent... I guess it's the they use a company out of Bloomsburg.
For the billing.
And that's where the letter came from. And that letter indicated that service would be terminated unless it was paid for. I answered back that...
So it's not an actual collections agency?
No, I think it's their agent.
It's just their
for
regular
payment.
Billing right. agent that you have their correspondence from. Yeah. Okay.
So Attorney Claymire requested that I forward to him legal authority for our position. I forwarded him additional correspondence enclosing a copy of the Water Services Act and the PUC Pennsylvania protections. He answered that that's all well and good, except that doesn't apply to fire hydrants. And of course, my reply to that is the first paragraph of the original letter asking for them to show us what agreement we have with them for fire service, because their rules and regulations require, and I'm quoting, pursuant to the rules and regulation, an agreement shall be entered between the parties and accepted prior to any hydrant charges being built. So I'm not aware of any agreement.
No, 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 no.